What do you do when you've invested in a coach, a program, or a mentor for your business, only to find out that they've overpromised and underdelivered? Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. I am so proud to be having these hard conversations with you. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. You can learn more about me and the work I do over at heathergrayconsulting.com. And today I want to follow up to yesterday's conversation. Those of you who joined me yesterday know, in full defense and in full transparency, my topic with all of you for yesterday started out as a little bit of a rant in my head, but I did work really hard to create actionable items and things to think about as you consider investing in your business. So if you haven't yet listened to yesterday's episode on big investments with no business, please just go back one episode to kind of get a sense of the foundation of the discussion I want to have with you today. Because after recording the episode, I was continuing the conversation in my head, and then I included a colleague in it because it's so much better when you do that instead of still talking to yourself. But if those of you who haven't known or met or been introduced to Katie Momo, you can find her over at katiemomo.com. She's a copywriting expert. She knows a lot about sales and a lot about business. And I was talking to her about this epidemic of just people, you know, continually buying products that don't serve them, that don't help them, in this high-touch, premium, ass-kissing kind of mentality where you see ads online for people who are telling you how to get your high-touch, premium clients, et cetera, et cetera. And as I say this, I know that there's a lot of people listening who know exactly what I'm talking about and are complaining about the exact same thing. And one of the things that I think often happens in that conversation is that we end up blaming the business owner. We roll our eyes and we sort of, you know, cry to the gods, I guess, about the state of the state, and then we move on our way. But one of the things that I was starting to observe is this idea, and you heard me talk about it yesterday, is the consumer responsibility. The responsibility that before you drop a couple of the grand on somebody, you should be looking into that person, and you should be not just reading their testimonials, but going and doing a little bit of investigation yourself and talking to people who have invested in whoever you're following to actually verify for yourself that the results are what they seem and that they're consistent with all of the people who have, you know, purchased from that coach or invested in that program. And when I was talking to Katie about it, one of the things that she said kind of just stood out to me. And she said, there's too much acceptance of a lack of results, that we accept too often this idea that somebody's overpromised and underdelivered. And I think she's absolutely right. We've become complacent in buying things, not getting the results, and not saying anything about it. And I don't really understand why that happens in an age where, like, you know, we're investing all of this money. We should be standing up for our investments and we should be protecting our investments. It's not like we're talking about like a $30 dinner at a restaurant that we just don't want to be super awkward about in return. So we just eat something we don't like. When people are over promising and under delivering, they're screwing your business over. They're screwing you over and nobody's talking about it. Like every once in a while, we'll get some sort of, you know, truth bomb, mic drop post where somebody is called out or whatever, but that's just for the attention. That's just for the ability to rant. What I really want to talk to you guys about today is if you were to look at who you've invested in, who you have like put your good money in front of, who didn't give you what you signed up for, when you do the gut check that you in fact showed up for the course and did the work, why didn't you say anything? Why have we become so complacent in not getting results? I think that's a conversation people really need to critically have with themselves, to look at and to ask themselves these questions. Because here's the thing, when we just put money in front of a problem and we don't get results, and then we put money in front of someone else to solve that same problem, that is a fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me too situation, that we can't keep accepting a lack of results. The first thing that I want everybody to do as they have this conversation with themselves and do this examination with themselves is to look at their own behavior, to see when you bought this course, did you actually do the work? Did you show up? Did you watch the videos? Did you show up on the calls? Did you catch replays if you weren't there for a live call? Did you do more investing than just your money? Because I think it's really easy to put $500 toward a problem and think that you're done, rather than seeing, like, did you put your money where your mouth was? Did you show up? Did you follow the directions? Or did you quit when it just got too hard? Because I think one of the things that happens is that people, you know, they hang out with those they aspire to be like, or those who seem to have lives that they aspire to have, and they don't dig any deeper. But the other part of this is that I don't think there's anyone out there talking about how to have that hard conversation. You know, one of the sort of best examples that I really respect is when I bought Amy Porterfield's list building course. If you guys aren't familiar with Amy, she teaches people online marketing. And so early in my online journey, I bought her list builders course. And one of the things that one of the first things I saw in the, I guess, terms and conditions or something, was that she offers a money back guarantee, but she requires proof positive that the work has been done, that you showed up, that you followed directions, and you didn't get the results that she indicated you would get. So I always challenge people to that when they come to me and say, hey, I didn't get as much relief as I was expecting. I'm not feeling as better as I thought. Like, because people will give me that feedback. I invite those conversations and have them with my clients. And the first thing that I always say is, I am happy to help, you know, hold myself accountable. But the first thing I want to make sure you're doing is that you're holding yourself accountable, that it's not me, like, with this responsibility to rescue you. So I always want to start this conversation with consumer responsibility, that did you show up? Did you follow directions? When you had a question, did you ask? When something wasn't unclear, did you reach out for support? When you thought you understood something and you think you might have taken a left turn, did you get clarification? Did you ask for help, and did you accept help, and did you follow directions? Because then after that, if you have shown up for yourself and you have shown up for your investment, you have a responsibility to yourself and to your business to have a conversation with the person who led you to believe you'd be getting different results. And I think people avoid that and they eat the money rather than having the hard conversation because they don't know how to have that hard conversation. So what I would like to do today, in addition to challenging you to make sure you're showing up for yourselves and holding personal accountability with yourself and owning the idea of consumer responsibility, is I want to help you have that hard conversation to say, you know what, on such and such a day, I invested in your program, or I joined. This is what I have done so far. Here is a summary of all of the actions I have taken. These are the times I attended the call. These are the questions I asked. This is where I got clarification. At the end of your program, or at the end of our contract, I honestly expected that I would be achieving A, B, or C results. I haven't. To date, the only results I've achieved are X, Y, Z. I would like to talk to you about this to see how we might come to a better understanding, so that you are telling somebody, this is what I signed on for. These are the results you indicated I would get. These are all the steps and all the actions I did. I am looking for feedback as to why this hasn't worked. And then engaging the coach, the business owner, the product delivery person, engaging them in a conversation around your dissatisfaction, that you want to have have that hard conversation, that you want to be honest about your, you know, your thoughts and your feelings and your responses to this investment, to ensure that you're standing up for yourself and your business. That is so critical, because, you know, we're in a very noisy environment right now, and everybody is selling something, and it is so crucial and it's so critical that you vet the people you're hiring and that you hold them to delivering what they said they would, rather than aspiring to be in somebody's energy. Because so often we invest repeatedly in these coaches because we happen to like them, because we happen to enjoy being around them, and we want to be in their group, and we want their approval. But we're not actually saying, like, other than this feel-good mentality, other than, you know, like, what feels nice and aspirational, what are the results I'm getting? That is a critical conversation to hold the business owners accountable, because we can all cry to the moon about all of these ass-kissing programs that overpromise and underdeliver. But until we start having conversations with the people we're so angry at, they are going to keep selling because A, nobody's told them it's not working, and B, nobody's making them do anything different. If we want to change the course of the industry, that's a little bit of a pun for people who sell courses, like, but if we want to change the conversation and we want better results, we have to demand them. And what I'm observing with so many different arenas, like I see this on social media, I'm seeing it in my conversations with colleagues, I'm seeing it in the people who have hired me and they're telling me I'm the third or fourth coach they've tried. You know, there's this complacency around not getting results. And so long as nobody's talking about it, nobody's being challenged to change it. So that's my challenge for you in today's conversation, to show consumer responsibility and to ask for, you know, to ask for the lack of results to be addressed. That might not always come in the form of money, because a lot of times when you give somebody information, you can't take that information back. So even though the information didn't work, you still consumed it. But you can get into a conversation with the business owner about what amends would look like, about what you would expect and what you would like to see happen on the other side of this. But having that conversation, respecting yourself, your investment and your business enough to stand up for it and to say, I didn't get what I deserved, I was sold a false bill of goods, is crucial to your self-identity and your growth as a business owner. Because if you create a situation where you accept less than, that's all you'll continue to get. That's my challenge for you guys today. I'm having the hard conversation. I'm asking a lot of you because you deserve it. And my prayer and my wish is that you come to believe that for yourselves. Thank you so much for today. Thanks to Katie for the idea for the show. If any of you have an idea for the show, something you'd like me to talk about, or a specific question you have about your life or business, please do find me over at heather@heathergrayconsulting.com. Thanks so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.